In the beginning,
things were pretty bad. So what happened was that somebody you couldn't see came on and announced the program. And then the sound was switched off, and someone you couldn't hear and could barely see came on and sang a song.
Well, that's a good place to begin.
The purpose of this lecture is to examine the types of fault which may occur in a colour television receiver and to suggest an approach by means of which these faults may be localised. The first slide, please.
I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves, so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of venom, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room, articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out.
It should be emphasized at this point that before attempting to locate any fault in the color signal circuits of a TV receiver, the fine tuning should be rotated to try to obtain a color picture such as our present slide.
If you really love me, then let's make a vow. Right here. Together. Right now.
Using the accessories page at the beginning of the instruction book to help you. It may seem a bit of a fiddle, but when you get used to it, it's very quick and easy.
Товарищи, рабочая крестьянская революция, о необходимости которой все время говорили большевики, совершилась!
Das faschistische Italien
ist durch die geniale schöpferische Tätigkeit eines gestaltenden Mannes zu einem neuen Imperium geworden. Sie, Benito Mussolini, werden in diesen Tagen mit eigenen Augen aber die Tatsache am nationalsozialistischen Staat festgestellt haben. Auch Deutschland ist in seiner freundlichen Haltung und seiner militärischen Stärke wieder eine Weltmacht.
Mussolini erklärte hier, sein Schicksal auf Gedeih und Verderb an Hitler zu binden.
Wichtig ist, dass unsere beiden großen Völker ihren Menschen die gewaltige und wachsende Masse von 115 Millionen betragen, zusammenstehen in einer einzigen unerschütterlichen Entschlossenheit.
Adenoid Hinkler has just said yesterday Tumania was down, but today she has risen.
Democracy stunk.
Democracy is fragrant.
Liberty stunk.
Liberty is odious.
Free sprechen stunk.
Freedom of speech is objectionable.
Tumania mit der größten Armee in der Welt.
Tumania has the greatest army in the world.
Der größte Navy in der Welt.
The greatest navy in the world.
Mit seiner der größte alles und einer zu sacrifice.
But to remain great, we must sacrifice.
Aye, alles, nein, aus Strotten tighten der Belten.
We must tighten our belts.
Heil, he Klubchen, Herring. Ist man der Fürsten?
The Fui now speaks to Field Marshal Herring, the Minister of War.
Wir sind Ulten, sagt der Blärten. Ah, von der Harten sieht der eine Hut, ein Herring. Ein Garbage. Herr Garbage, von seit Ulten.
He is now addressing Herr Garbage, Minister of the Interior.
Herring und Herr Garbage. Ah. Herring shouldn't smelten fein from garbage, and garbage shouldn't smelten fein from herring. Herring and garbage.
His Excellency recalls the struggles of his early days shared by his two loyal comrades.
Das ist und der Stretz. Helde Flüten, sagt der Kulten, sind der Weiner Hütten. Ein der Stritz mit seiner Kulten, sagt der Lerten. Einzig Schlitten sind. Einzig Schlitten sind.
His Excellency has just referred to the Jewish people.
Hey, soldiers for Hinkel! Now, struck with his Hüten, sagt der Flair. Der Flairten with der Hüten, sagt der Flairten. Und strick mit seiner Trotz. Eine Flüten, der Herr trust einer nach Europe. Blitzkrieg, Fratsch, Stratz mit Zikadetten, ein Feinholz trefft mit seiner, und ein Franz, ein Feinholzheim trefft mit seiner Finnland, und mein Holzheim trefft mit seiner Russa, weil's gelöst, meine, ey, ey, der Flutzen, Mieter, als das trefft, ey, das stinkt einer Stunken, das Stunken mit der Europe, ein Stunken mit der Hölle, ey, als die Dull der Grotzers mit seiner Tomelia.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and good advice for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed.
Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little.
More than
cleverness,
we need
kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost.
The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions
throughout
the world.
Millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men, with machine minds
machine
and machine
men.
Hearts.
With machine
you
minds
are not machines.
Machine
you are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts.
You don't hate,
only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty.
In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written,
the kingdom of God is within man. Not one
kingdom of God is within man.
Not one man,
not a group of men.
You
in
all people, in you.
You
in all people, in
you.
You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite! Let us all unite!
None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom.
Gloss.
And all glamour, that is good and just in our world.
Game shows.
Thank you.
Watching TV.
Good night.
Chatting on the phone.
And God bless
the numbers on the dial go from 0 up to 10.
The President of the United States, when he is in many respects needed most. And we've been joined, by George Stephanopoulos, who's been downtown all day and who very quickly picked up, George, that the president may have given us a hint in his first couple of lines there to the magnitude.
He said thousands of lives that were suddenly ended, the first number we've had all day.
Does the operator speak English?
No.
The service is excellent here.
He would have recorded the sounds, slowed them down, speeded them up, and then cut them together, which was a very, very laborious process.
Well, you'll hate me for saying this, but would you ever have breakdowns?
Ah, oh, dear me, that was just a little bit of tension. But everybody's tense.
Very strong forehand topspin.
Push the needle back a little, beyond the needle grooves.
One thing I've been able to do here that I can never do on the air, there's never time, is...
It had gloss, glamour, it had dancing girls, it had game shows.
Watching TV, chatting on the phone.
The numbers on the dial go from 0 up to 10.
If you really love me, then let's make a vow. Right here. Together. Right now. Okay?
Hey.
This is Barry?
Yes, I'm still on hold.
And what was this?
I'm looking at your advertisement for the airline promotion and giveaway.
Ah, this is our frequent flyer plan.
Yeah, it's hard to understand because it says in addition to, but I can't exactly understand in addition to what because there's actually nothing to add it to.
I think that's a typo then.
Okay, so just to clarify, I'm sorry. 10 purchases of any of your Healthy Choice products equals 500 miles, and with the coupon, the same purchases would value 1,000 miles?
That's it.
Well, do you realize that the monetary value of this promotion and the prize is potentially worth more than the purchases?
I don't know.
Could I call you back? Could I ask you your extension and your name, possibly?
It's extension 215, and the name is Carter.
Carter. Thank you very much, Carter.
All right.
Bye-bye.
This is Barry.
This is Barry. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, is this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
Can I have your credit card number followed by the expiration date?
Sure. How much is this anyways?
It's $2.99 per minute for the first half hour and $1.99 per minute after that.
Okay, and it's confidential?
The information I give
you,
it's private, confidential?
Of course, yeah. Would you like to talk to a girl? I can connect you with a beautiful girl if I can just have your credit card number followed by the expiration date.
Sure. 5102-1717-6554. Expiration 0504.
And 1274. And the name is appeared on the card.
Sherman Oaks, California. Apartment 4-91403. Zip code.
And your name?
Barry Egan.
And your social Barry security Egan. Number?
What for?
It's just for verification through the credit card company.
And this is confidential?
It's just for us to verify your credit card information. It's completely confidential, and it appears on your credit card as D&D Mattress Man.
Very good. 91... I'm sorry. 917...
Okay.
65... 5012.
Okay. Hang on, Barry, all right?
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. 917...
Okay.
65... 5012.
Can I have a telephone number area code first on where we can call you back?
Could you possibly just connect me to one of the girls?
Well, it's a callback service. A girl will call you back.
Okay. I just was calling to speak with one of the girls. I thought that's how it worked. I'm 818.
Okay.
775.
Mm-hmm.
818-3993-775.
Okay. Okay, and what kind of a girl would you like to talk to?
3993. No, it's me, though. I don't want them to know my name, okay?
Okay. Nobody will know your name.
775. Okay, if you could tell, my name is Jack.
You want to call you Jack?
Sure, I just don't want her to know it's me.
Okay, that's
Thank
fine,
you.
Jack.
I'm sorry.
No problem. So we'll call you right back, okay?
Terrific.
Okay.
This is Barry. Hello, this is back.
I'm calling for Jack.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
This is Jack.
This is Georgia.
Hiya.
Hiya, what are you doing tonight?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I am laying on my bed.
Where are you?
I'm in my bedroom.
No, I mean, what state? What city are you in?
I'm in California.
Me too, I'm in California.
I know you are, baby. I'm in Los Angeles.
I'm in Los Angeles too.
Well, maybe we should hook up sometime. What do you think?
I'm only wearing.
Are you watching a porno movie, Jack?
No, I'm not, Georgia.
Really?
Do you like porno movies?
And I'm
sure.
Looking at my shaved pussy in the mirror.
So, Jack,
do you want to know what I look like?
It doesn't matter.
No. What are you doing?
I don't know where to find me. I'm talking to you.
With your pants off?
No, my pants are on.
I'm only wearing a t-shirt and panties.
Really?
Yeah, really. And I'm looking at my shaved pussy in the mirror. Do you want to know what I look like?
It doesn't matter.
No.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Well, yes. I have no way of finding out, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not lying to you, Jack. I'm about 5'8", 34, 28, 34. My friend Sam, so gorgeous.
Really?
What about you?
Yeah, really.
Sure.
What about you?
That doesn't matter.
You like peaches, Jack? It does.
They're okay.
Well, you'll like them even better because I'm a Georgia peach.
No. No, you're peach jacking off yet, Jack. Yes.
No, oh, I'm not.
Well, do you ever?
Out of town. Sometimes, yeah, when I'm lonely.
Like that. Wait, I'm so lonely, Jack. What about you? Now?
Sure, you sound very nice.
Do you like peaches, Jack?
They're okay.
Well, you'll like them even better because I'm a Georgia peach. Are you jacking off yet, Jack?
No, I'm not.
Well, do you ever?
Sometimes, yeah, when I'm lonely.
Well, you don't have to be lonely anymore because you got me now.
You sound very nice. And I wish I was making more personable. A little bit there, but I can't get over
you,
a certain hump.
So
I will.
I'll crack
something very soon, I think, and really do better.
My own business.
Like to diversify
my business.
But I'm doing great, I think, as a start.
Yes.
Are you stroking it yet, baby?
No, I'm not.
Your cock hard.
I don't know what it's doing right now.
Why don't you take your clothes off, Jack? And I want to picture you laying down with me next to you. And I want you to stroke your cock, okay?
But I'm doing great. I think this is done.
Okay. You're stroking me, baby. Okay. I'm so horny, Barry. I want your cock hard.
I don't know what it's doing right now.
Jack, and I want to picture you laying down with me next to you, and I want you to stroke your cock, okay? Okay. Okay. I'm so horny, Barry, I want you.
This is Barry.
Hey, what are you doing? How are you?
I'm fine, nothing. How are you?
It's me, it's Georgia.
This is Barry.
How's it going?
Hey,
good morning.
What are you doing? You're how are not you? Calling, right?
I'm sure. Fine, nothing. How are you?
I just wanted to call it's and me, talk it's to Georgia. You and thank you for last night.
How's it going?
Just catch
good morning.
Up for you went to work it's and okay say, that hey. I'm calling, right? Well,
sure, thank you.
I just wanted
I'm
to call
so
and talk
tired.
To you
I went
and
to bed so late last night.
Just catch you before you went to work and say hey.
Not very late. Thank you.
You're going to work now?
I am so tired.
Yes.
I went to bed so late last night.
Can I ask
night.
You a question?
What about
sure.
you? When did you go to sleep? Remember last
not
night
very
when
late.
We were talking, I was telling you about my apartment,
now.
My rent.
Yes.
Remember? Can
mm-hmm.
I ask you a question? This is so weird.
Sure.
Really embarrassing.
Remember last night when we were
no.
talking, I was telling you about my apartment.
I was wondering if maybe
rent.
You could help
mm-hmm.
me out with some
remember?
Money.
Mm-hmm.
This is so weird
yeah.
and really embarrassing for me.
No,
but,
yeah, no, I'm sorry, I can't afford that.
You could help me out with some money, but you don't even know how much it is.
Me?
Yeah.
How much is it?
Like $750.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I
yeah,
can't afford
no,
that.
No, I can't
but you don't
afford
even know
that.
How much
I'm
it is.
Sorry, sorry. How much is it? You're
like
having
$750.
Trouble? Financial trouble? Yeah,
so hard
no,
these days.
No, I can't afford
yeah,
that. I'm
I really need
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
Seriously.
Yeah, I just don't
you have
enough
money to be able
trouble,
to do
financial
that. I'm
trouble?
Sorry.
It's so hard
I thought
these
you
days.
Said you had your own business.
Yeah,
you know,
I really
said you're
going
to diversify and all
yeah,
that stuff.
I just don't mm-hmm. have enough money
so
to be able to
can.
Do that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Maybe I should call back and talk to your girlfriend. Maybe it'd be better to ask her for the money.
This
really
is Barry.
Easy, you know, Barry.
Hey,
I have all
what are you doing? How are you?
Your credit card
I'm
information.
Fine, nothing. How are you?
All your
okay, no, thank
stuff.
You.
Hey, it's Georgia.
Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Hey, what's with all this pudding?
Thank you.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Giveaway was really tremendous. I'm going to
starting to collect hot footings and coupons that can be redeemed for frequent flyer miles through Healthy Choice and American Airlines.
You want to trust it?
I found it, but I'm afraid to have parents in these days.
You should go on a trip.
Yeah, no, thank you.
What do you want me to do?
Why don't we just leave it there?
Okay, I did punch that in earlier. I'm sorry. I'm nervous about the whole situation. Is there the proper, I don't know, the etiquette in this situation?
I just want to make sure that no one spent any money so far on this. I don't have money to murder.
Okay. I'm
clean for now.
Yes. Everything is fine.
That's
okay.
What's your name?
My name is
Jack. Okay, sound
on
the
go. Okay, that's fine.
I'll cut up my card then and get a new one going, right?
Yes,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
She's a good friend of mine from work. We were in the neighborhood and she had to pick up her car and we're getting breakfast before we go in. So did you want to go? We're going to go eat. Let's go.
Yeah, I can't.
Why?
I have to work. I have to stay here.
Seriously, but we're going to eat, I said.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's fine. What is that? Are you learning to play the piano?
Lance!
Hang up again.
Remember, we have to call that guy in Toledo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you later.
This is so busy.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of you.
Oh, yeah?
Elizabeth has a picture of you guys. Your sister's in here. It's a lot of family that's been hiding.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
No.
This is bad.
Hey, baby, I guess you got disconnected.
That must be nice. That must be really, really, really...
No, it's terrible.
Your phone at work?
You canceled your credit card. I need you not to cancel your credit card, and I need you to
help
me.
That's something else. Hey, you get pancakes? Making the area uncomfortable?
I need help. Should I just ask your girlfriend? Maybe I should just call back and talk to your girlfriend.
I have a girl.
You said you did.
I know, but I don't.
You lied to me.
This is illegal, okay? I'm sorry. I'll call the police.
No, you won't.
What do? You do what she does? The same job? The same work with her?
I do. But I do mainly field consultations, too. Which is cool, because I get to travel. I'm going to Hawaii on Friday.
Hawaii? I was thinking about going there.
Really?
I was thinking about going there on business.
Well, if you're going to go...
I'm probably not going to go, though.
Oh, that's too bad, because it's so great over there, and if you were there, we could say hello to each other or something.
Yes, that would be great, but I'm not exactly sure. I have so much going on here. A lot depends on this thing. If it happens, I won't be able to go.
You have no idea what could happen, okay. Motherfucker.
I just really
You're
have
making
to go.
A big... What do you think? She's cool, right?
I think. Why didn't you just come by like this?
Is that cool?
No, it's fine. It's just bad. I don't do things like that.
Don't do anything. Why are you being scared?
I'm not scared. I just...
I'm not going to rag you. Why would I do this just to rag you? I'm going to go and eat tomorrow night. Do you want to go with me?
Sure.
Do you want to pick me up?
Sure.
Can I write down my address and phone number for you?
Sure. This is funny.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Thanks.
I didn't ask for a shrink. That must have been somebody else. Also, that pudding isn't mine. Also, I'm wearing a suit today because I had a very important meeting this morning and I don't have a crying problem.
Okay.
This is Barry.
You just made a fucking war for yourself that you can't afford.
Ooh, yeah.
How do you know this guy's rich?
He said he was going to diversify.
Diversify what?
His business.
And what is his name?
Barry Egan.
I can take the brothers on this mission?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
thank you so much.
If you really love me, then let's make a vow. Right here. Together. Right now. Okay?
The fine tuning should be rotated to try to obtain a color picture such as our present slide.
Follow these same reinforced learning procedures.
Okay. All right, repeat after me. I'm gonna be free. I'm gonna be free. And I'm gonna be brave. I'm gonna be brave. Good. And the next one is, I'm gonna live each day as if it were my last. Oh, that's good. You like that? Yeah, say it. I'm gonna live each day as if it were my last. Fantastically. Fantastically. Courageously. Courageously. With grace. With grace. And in the dark of the night, and it does get dark, when I call a name, when I call a name, it'll be your name. What's your name? Never mind. Let's go. Say it. Let's go. Everywhere. Everywhere. Even though we're scared. We're scared. 'Cause it's life, it's life. And it's happening. It's really, really happening. Right now.
The fine tuning should be rotated to try to obtain a color picture such as our present slide.
Follow these same reinforced learning procedures.
And you'll see the letters A, B, C, and D. Yes?
'Cause it's life, and it's happening. It's really, really happening. Right now.
Did you want to try these on?
No, I'm just driving them.
So those are comfortable?
I guess so. I mean, they kind of rub my ankles, but all shoes do that. I have low ankles.
You think you deserve that pain, but you don't?
I don't think I deserve it.
Well, not consciously, maybe.
My ankles are just low.
People think foot pain is a fact of life, but life is actually better than that.
I'll say, you should get some. Your whole life could be better. It's starting right now.
Right here. Together. Right now. I'm not following you. My car is parked over there.
In Smart Park?
No, on Front Street?
Oh, I parked in Smart Park.
So, at the end of the next block, we'll separate at Tyrone Street.
Yep, the Iceland sign is halfway. It's the halfway point.
Iceland is, it's kind of like that point in a relationship, you know, where you suddenly realize it's not going to last forever. You know, you can see the end in sight. Tyrone Street.
Yeah, but we're not even there yet. We're still at the good part. We're not even sick of each other yet.
I'm not sick of you at all. And whoa, it's been a good, like, 6 months, right?
What, 6 months? Then the Iceland sign is like 8 months? You think we'd only last a year and a half?
I don't know. Huh? I don't want to be presumptuous. Yeah, I don't know if you're married
or not.
What?
Well, I'm separated. We separated last month. I was thinking that Tyrone was like 20 years away at least.
Yeah. Okay, well, actually, I was thinking Tyrone is like when we die of old age. And this is like our whole life together, this block.
See, that's perfect. Let's do it that way.
Okay. Avoided. Everyone dies.
Could walk you to your car.
Maybe we should just be glad that we lived this long, good life together. You know, it's so much more than most people ever get to have.
Okay.
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 Okay. Well, don't be afraid.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
At this point, we would normally have what we call our news prelude signature tune. It's called the Libellero. Stand by. We hope you'll get some Greenwich time signal pips.
We are now sure there really is some sort of fault.
I didn't hear the beginning of the program. I was cooking and cutting up the dog's dinner.
She took a lot of different animal sounds, recorded them, played around with them on tape, and made a marvellous signature tune.
Now 15 minutes of a rat on speed.
We should perhaps turn the volume down for a minute or two.
So, how welcome we here?
My hands, in my mind, in my sadness,
you suddenly hear
about the briefness of life, will create objects so poignant.
That about wraps it up.
Thank you. Thank you for something that has been...
That my life will have not been lived in vain. In this act is what separates humanity from that of insects, of bacteria. In my hands, in my mind, in my sadness,
am one man,
but one man greater than others,
of life,
because I create,
will create
objects,
and I create with such love,
so poignant in meaning,
what I make,
that my life will
speaks of your
have not been lived in vain. In this
dilemmas
act is what separates humanity.
We all
from that
are going to die
of insects,
of bacteria.
And I,
we all,
will reach
the
one
apex
man,
of our lives.
But one man greater than
and
others,
begins to
I
wind
create.
Down toward death.
And in those last days,
and I create with such love,
when you are smarter than you have ever been,
in meaning,
have more experience and wisdom,
what I make
speaks of your...
You will think it particularly...
dilemmas,
ironic and bitter.
That now
we
that you have attained all of this,
are going to
wisdom.
Die.
One day.
That you have to die.
And what have you left of yourself on Earth? Perhaps you did a job in which you got paid, but you never really made anything
beyond mortgage payments on a house you didn't even build. Well then, as you lay dying, the fear of a meaningless existence hopefully can be eradicated by the knowledge that fellow human beings of yours, namely myself, lived an exemplary life, a life of creativity, a fruitful life, where every day was spent in the pursuit of greatness. You lie on your deathbed and be at peace, because I, Sean Landers, exist in your world, in your time, and I have great love for you, all of you, and I will see to it that you did not live in vain. I, through my artwork, will embody your struggle for human decency, for knowledge.
You lie
for righteousness on your deathbed. I, and be at peace, will see to it,
because I,
that you,
in your
Sean
brief life,
Landers,
exist,
will have meant perhaps
in your world
something
in your time.
And I have great love,
so help
for you,
God,
all of you. And I will see to it that you did not live in vain. I, through my artwork, will embody your struggle for human decency, for knowledge, for righteousness.
All I have tried to do in my life
will see to it
is describe
that you, in your brief life,
sadness,
will have meant
perhaps
sadness
something.
Sadness. So help me, God. We were born with minds of giants.
Ladies and gentlemen, in summation,
the most beautiful thing I can't further refresh.
All I have tried to do in my life is describe the sadness and the beauty of our limitations as we live our lives. We were born with minds of giants, and we live in bodies of ants. This, at first, seems utterly cruel. But it is the most beautiful thing. Upon further reflection, I have come to realize
I will make
it work
when I will own artworks of mine.
I thank God
for the power he has given me.
And I am
not
a
man. Please know,
I thank God
that I am as real.
I am humble.
And
because I am,
as you please know,
as you have ever met
a man you know as Sean Landers,
that I am as real
is once and for all
an artist as he is now, imperfect.
Shawn Landers.
I am as real.
It's frightening to admit that every word I have said on this tape, I actually believe.
Yes. What's in the problem?
But I do.
Shawn.
And I love myself for it.
It's frightening.
I will no longer feel ashamed of who and what I am. I am this man. And I love it. Thank God for me. Leave here now and go outside and ask yourself, do you think God, you are you? Well, I do. I am proud of who I am and what I've become and who I will be centuries after I perish.
From the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have.
Thank you. Thank you for something that has been quite fantastic.
Closing music.
Now stop the player.